Letter number 6, the Jemba will humble you. Go. See. Feel. Your spreadsheets can't hear the machine's scream. Lean lesson, reality lives where the value is created. Leaders must go to the source. Dear young engineer, you will be trained in tools. You'll learn how to analyze data, build models, and optimize equations. These are important skills. But none of them will prepare you for your first real visit to the Jemba, the place where value is created. In lean thinking, the Jemba isn't a metaphor. It's the floor, the field, the factory, the site. It's the real world, with real people, real problems, and real consequences. And until you go there, really go there, your understanding of improvement will always be incomplete. Spreadsheets are deaf. Your spreadsheets won't flinch when a conveyor jams. They won't smell the burnt plastic or feel the sweat in the rework station. They won't notice the silence when a worker hesitates before pressing the button again because it failed last time. Data is essential. But it is never enough. It is an abstraction, a shadow of reality, not reality itself. A bar chart may show average cycle time, but it cannot show the frustration on the face of the operator trying to keep up with a poorly designed process. That's why you must go and see. Go, see, ask, listen. The first thing the Jemba will teach you is humility. You will realize how much you don't know. You will see how decisions made from offices, even smart ones, ripple painfully on the ground. You will meet people who know more about the process than any report ever could. So, go. Not as a judge. As a student. Walk the process from start to finish. Watch what people actually do, not what the SOP says. Ask, what makes your job harder than it should be? Listen. And then listen again. You'll hear the stories behind the numbers. You'll discover that what's slowing the line isn't a capacity constraint, but a missing wrench. You'll find that a 12-minute delay isn't waste, it's someone covering for another's broken scanner. These are the invisible realities that charts won't reveal. Don't outsource reality. In many organizations, leaders drift. They rise through the ranks and away from the floor. They begin to manage from dashboards, emails, and second-hand summaries. That's when the rot begins. Lean leaders never outsource their eyes or ears. They lead with their feet. They go to the source, see the truth, and feel the process with the people who live it daily. This isn't a ritual. It's a principle. The Jemba builds respect. When you show up sincerely, consistently, curiously, something changes. People talk. They share. They invite you into their world. That's the moment when real improvement becomes possible. Because improvement isn't imposed. It's co-created. And respect is the currency. Your Jemba awakening. Someday, you'll stand in front of a machine that won't start, a frustrated team, and a manager asking for a miracle. And you'll realize, the answers are not in your laptop. They never were. They're in the Jemba, in the feet that walk it, the hands that build it, the voices that question it. Go there often. Go there humbly. Let it shape you. Always learning. M. H. Solomon.